Morgan pushed the strands of blonde hair that came loose from her bun behind her ear and smoothed the front of her outfit. She hadn't gone home from the office and now hated that she still wore the damn skirt suit she disliked with a passion. Her best friend Lexi had told her to stop wearing the damn things. She had her own practice and could wear whatever she wanted, but Morgan liked giving a professional impression to her young clients. As a child therapist, she handled a lot of cases of children who didn't have anyone they could talk to. She became that person, the one they knew would always listen, the adult. Of course, she didn't believe for a second those suits were comfortable for her big hips and large curves. No, not even a little. Her body wanted sweats and comfy t-shirts, but did she listen? No. She knocked on her mother's office door and waited for someone to let her in. She'd had an exhausting day and would rather skip the whole meeting thing, but she'd had a dream the previous night about a faceless man fighting to keep her alive. The man had shifted into a massive gray and white dragon. It was scary and fascinating to watch. Most people would assume she had dreamt of a dragon from her conversation with her mother the previous day, but she knew better. This was something else, and she needed to know what. The door swung open to her mother's stern face. Morgan couldn't remember the last time she'd seen Lara smile. Hell, she couldn't remember the last time she'd made her mother smile. Lara, she said, knowing full well her mother had never cared for the term mom. Lara opened the door wide, and Morgan walked in. She immediately saw him, a massive tree trunk of a man with black hair and a beard that could make any woman whimper. She met his gaze, her belly doing all kinds of flip-flops. Welcome, Lara said, and showed her to the table. Morgan, this is Tor Draken. He's joining us for a few minutes. Tor, this is my daughter, Morgan. Morgan's gaze jerked to her mother. Lara didn't like letting others know she was her daughter. As far as anyone, including Morgan, was concerned, she had no children. Hello, he said, in a too deep voice she couldn't help but want to hear again. Hi, Mr. Draken, she smiled. It's a pleasure. Please, he said again with that fuck-me tone. Call me Tor. Morgan. She sat to her mother's right, which placed her between the two. Lara has given me some basic details about your kind. She pulled out a notepad and pen from her giant carry-on. Frankly, I'm surprised you guys are still alive, seeing as there are no females. He nodded and steepled his fingers. An air of authority clung to his shoulders. We are able to live a long time, waiting patiently for a mate. We are still hopeful our kind will not die out.